Blast from Our Past Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown. Here are your hosts, Adam and John Spees.
Welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown, a no-holds-barred trivia match between two contenders fighting for nostalgic glory. I'm your host, Adam Spees.
I'm your co-host, John Spees.
And today, we are bringing back our two youngest guests for a rematch. And hopefully something of a yearly post-tournament tradition, I think. I'd like to keep this going every time after the tournament. So, all right. In one corner, he likes his juice box in a glass and on the rocks. He's a 10-year-old who is calculating in cold, and today he will not accept a loss. It's the awesome Ethan Ross. Ethan, say hi and welcome back to the show.
Hi again.
Hi again. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
So I have learned a few things since the last episode. Mm-hmm. One, when I first listened to the audio, it sounded like I was doing a Mickey Mouse impression the entire time.
No.
I don't know, it just sounds different on recording. Mm-hmm. Yes. Second, I tried Gushers, and they're amazing.
Yes!
Thank you very much.
Yes! I am so proud of you.
And Third, I am not mentally prepared for this. Okay, Avery's turn.
Okay, all right. Well, your opponent is looking to not get beat after last year's defeat. He's been around for 12 years and has no fears. He's rabid, he's angry, he might have fleas. It's epical Avery Spees. Avery, say hi and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hi, hello, my name is Avery Spees.
You are an interesting buddy. My nephew, Avery Spees. Always the comedian, right?
I was going to say something, but now I can't think of it.
Well, how about you just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and you know, what do you like to do for fun?
Since last time, I now have an agent for acting.
Ooh.
So you might see me in maybe some commercials. Who knows? Maybe. Comedy I do. Me like Star Wars.
You are, yes, articulate. All right, everybody, on that note, let's learn our rules.
Entering the ring are two contestants who will engage in three rounds of head-to-head trivia. Here are the rules. Round one consists of 10 questions in different pop culture categories focused on a decade that will be randomized. If you answer incorrectly, your opponent has the chance to steal. And the categories are movies, music, television, toys and games, sports, fashion, slang, news and politics, literature, and food. Round two consists of the same 10 categories, but this time your opponent gets to pick your category. Each correct answer gives you 10 points. In the final round, you may bid up to as many points as you've earned before answering the final two questions. The categories for the final questions will be picked by the contestants, but the decade will again be randomized from those remaining. You must get both answers correct to earn your wager. Now it's time for a takedown.
Okay, just some little adjustments from our typical rules. We are going to have the exact same categories that we normally have, but because we have a slightly younger generation, y'all are technically, are you Generation Alpha? Or are you Generation Z?
I am technically Generation Z, but I'm on the border mark.
Okay.
Between then Generation Z and Generation Alpha.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, they're both Gen Zers. But because you're so youthful, we are only going to be doing the decades of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. So you don't have to know your 50s, 60s, or 70s. So same that we did last year, okay?
Exactly.
I do want to get to know both of you just a little bit better. And so to do that, I want you to tell me, what is your favorite video game of all time? And here is one thing. If either of you say Minecraft, you will be deducted 100 points. So you cannot say Minecraft. What is your favorite video game besides that one?
Ethan, you go first.
I don't know. I mean, I was going to say Minecraft, but I mean, I guess I'll say Roblox now.
Oh, because last time you were on, you said your parents hadn't gotten it for you. So did they actually get you Roblox?
Yes, they did. Okay. And I've been playing it a lot.
Okay. All right, Avery, what about you?
Roblox is a fun game, but to be honest, I'm going to say Mario.
Which one? There are 1,000 Mario games. You got to be more specific.
The first Mario.
Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
Or do you mean Donkey Kong when we first saw Mario?
I don't know one of them.
No, he means Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, you getting nervous there, buddy?
I don't play a lot of games that much.
Yeah, you do.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
You caught me wet-handed.
All right. Well, this is an easy one, and you probably played to knowing your uncle a little bit. I have never played Roblox. I don't even know what it is. And so because I'm that old and I have absolutely played Super Mario Brothers, that means, Avery, you get to pick first and choose which category you want to start things off with.
All right. Just because I want to, I'm going to say literature.
You didn't say it the right way.
Literature?
No.
Literature.
Literature. Yes. All right. 10 points to Ethan. Okay. Hey. I'm just kidding.
It's all bias. Right.
Literature to Avery.
And we're starting off in the 80s.
Okay. The BFG is a 1982 children's book written by Roald Dahl. A theatrical Disney live-action adaptation directed by Steven Spielberg was released in 2016. What does BFG stand for?
The Big Friendly Giant.
Big Friendly Giant is correct. All right, points headed to Avery. Ethan, which category do you want?
So, I was going to do literature, but I guess I'll do toys and games.
All right, another good one.
And his decade is the 90s.
Okay. Way before they started their own world, what video game series had their first release in 1994? It was a real-time strategy game developed and published by Blizzard Entertainment.
Okay, this is a tough one. Because I was going to say Tetris, but I don't think that's by, like, Blizzard Games or anything. What? I don't know. I'm just going to say Tetris anyway because I have no other idea.
Sure. Tetris is incorrect. Avery, do you know this one?
Is it Hearthstone?
Hearthstone is incorrect, but closer to the style of gameplay right there. This is one I know, John. I'm surprised, Avery, you didn't pick this one up because I know your parents used to play this a lot. A lot, a lot.
Is it
John, do you want to tell everybody?
So, to be fair to Avery, Hearthstone is made by Blizzard and does use the characters from this game, but that is not the game per se. And you were not looking for the MMO, right? You're looking for the original?
The original real-time strategy game.
So he's looking for Warcraft.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say World of Warcraft.
The hint before they started their own world, which was World of Warcraft, they had a game just called Warcraft. So that's all right. All right, we are back to Avery.
Let's go movies.
Okay.
And his decade is again the 80s.
All right. The 1986 film The Adventures of Milo and Otis is about a cat and a dog who end up getting lost and need to find their way back to the family farm. Milo was an orange tabby cat. What breed of dog was Otis?
I don't think I've seen this, but is it a pug?
A pug is correct. It is a pug. Well done.
And for the record, Avery, you have seen this.
That's why I know it.
It's such a good movie. I love it. Dudley Moore was so fun. Until John and I talked about it and we learned the deep, dark history. not for you kids, for the adults out there. Listen to that episode on Blast from Our Past podcast. All right, Ethan, we're back to you. What category would you like?
Okay, I think I'll go with music.
Music it is.
Music.
And Ethan again gets the 90s.
All right. Coming Out of Their Shells was a studio album and subsequent live musical tour that occurred in 1990. The tour was endorsed and sponsored by Pizza Hut, and it was performed by what fictional quartet best known for their TV show?
Oh, I am regretting picking music, because I have absolutely no idea.
Think about the question. listen to any of the words that I mentioned for look for any clues.
The only album I remember that was released in 1994 was Weezer's first album, so I'm just going to go with that. Weezer.
Weezer is a great band. Did I say 94? I think I meant 19. I said 1990, didn't I?
You said 90.
Okay, just making sure. Just want to make sure. It's all right. You said you came in not mentally prepared. Weezer is incorrect. Avery, you get a chance to steal.
So I didn't know this until you said they had their own TV show, and I thought, is this the Monkees?
The Monkees is incorrect. I'm sorry, guys. That's a tough one. John and I are very nostalgic for this album-ish. You want to let everybody know?
The clue was out of their shells. It was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh. Yeah, and it was endorsed by Pizza Hut. They loved pizza. So, yes, it was the Teenage Mutant Ninja
pizza!
Turtles.
So
kind of a tough one. All right. All right, we are back to Avery.
Let's go sports.
All right.
And this decade is the 2000s.
Okay. In 2007, what San Francisco Giant broke Hank Aaron's all-time record when he clocked number 756 over the wall?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, I can. In 2007, what San Francisco Giant broke Hank Aaron's all-time home run record when he clocked number 756 over the wall?
A Giant.
That is what I said?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Ethan, you get a chance to steal.
Could you repeat the question?
Yep. In 2007, what San Francisco Giant broke Hank Aaron's all-time home run record when he clocked number 756 over the wall?
Well, I lack in the sports category, so I am just going to say Michael Jordan. Although I know that's not the one, but I have no other guess.
He did at least play some baseball, so I'm going to give you that. But Michael Jordan is incorrect. No, the big home run king, well, he's not the king in my eyes, but a home run, really good home run hitter, is Barry Bonds. That's who I was looking for. Barry Bonds. All right. All right. If you're not into baseball, I totally get it. Okay. We are back to Ethan, and left we have food, slang, fashion, news and politics, and TV. What would you like?
Slang.
Okay.
Slang.
And his decade is also the 2000s.
Okay. The initialism BFF became popular in the early 2000s, meaning a top acquaintance in perpetuity. What does BFF stand for?
Best friend forever.
Best friend forever is correct.
Forever!
Yeah. Who, Ethan, who is your BFF?
I have quite a few, so...
I don't need to make you pick. I was just going to see if you're going to say your mom or not. All right. Avery, we're back to you. What category would you like?
Let's go TV.
Let's go TV then.
And his decade is also the 2000s.
What children's animated TV series debuted in 2000 on Nickelodeon? The show focuses on the adventures of a Latin American girl and her monkey friend Boots, with a particular emphasis on the Spanish language.
Is it Dora the Explorer?
It is Dora the Explorer. Very nice. All right. Ethan, we're back to you.
There's really not much left that I want, but I guess I'll just do news and politics to get that out of the way.
Okay.
And your decade is the 90s.
What company was founded in 1994 by Jeff Bezos? Initially an online marketplace for books, it has expanded into a multitude of product categories and is currently the world's largest online retailer.
We get a lot of products from this place all the time. So let's say Amazon.
Amazon is correct. Yeah, I love buying things off Amazon too. Right. All right, Avery, do you want fashion or do you want food?
I'm hungry for some food.
All right. John, you feed him.
I've already prepped some meatloaf to make.
Ooh.
I haven't made meatloaf in a while, so.
All right.
His decade is the 2000s.
Ahoy! In 2003, what cereal brand introduced a variety called Oops Choco Donuts? It was described on the box as crunchy, chocolatey-flavored cereal with pieces that were intended to look like sugar-sprinkled chocolate donuts.
Can you repeat the question?
Mm-hmm. Ahoy! In 2003, what cereal brand introduced a variety called Oops Choco Donuts? It was described on the box as a crunchy chocolate-flavored cereal with pieces that were intended to look like sugar-sprinkled chocolate donuts.
I'm pretty sure this is wrong, but is it Chips Ahoy cereal?
Chips Ahoy is incorrect. Ethan, can you steal?
This is definitely not a chocolate cereal that I know, but I don't know. I'm just going to pass.
All right, not going to throw out a guess?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. All right. John, did you ever try any of the Choco Donut variety of this one?
No, and off of the clue, my only guess would be, and this doesn't make any sense to me, Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch made the Oops Choco Donuts variety that did not last very long. That was the Ahoy hint and the Oops, because they still have the Oops All Berries variety. So, all right, we are back to Ethan for our final question in round one, which is in fashion.
And your decade will be the 80s.
All right. What is a small fabric pouch worn like a belt around the waist, secured usually with some type of buckle? In the 80s, these were usually neon colored.
I know this one. I have heard of it before, and I would probably figure this out any day of the week, but my mind is, it's just not coming to me right now.
Let me say, are you going to pass or are you going to keep trying to think about it?
I think it's like a bum pouch or something.
What do you say?
I hate to say this, but if he had said the accepted European version, I would say yes, but he didn't exactly say it.
Yeah. All right, we're going to not accept that answer. Avery, can you steal?
Fanny pack?
Fanny pack. Yeah, fanny pack. You were so close, buddy, so close. All right, good job, Avery. With the steal, that is the end of round one. John, where do we stand with our points?
All right. Well, Avery's got a little bit of a lead, but anything can happen in round two. Avery has 40 and Ethan has 20.
Absolutely. We've seen much bigger comebacks than that. Anything can happen. And because Avery got to start off round one, that means, Ethan, you get a pick for Avery to start off round two. What category do you want to give to Avery? Or what category do you want least is a probably good way to think of it.
Fashion,
not surprise. Okay.
All right. Not in fashion.
And the decade is the 90s.
Okay. Popular in the 90s, what type of pants or shorts were originally designed as military workwear? They are loosely cut and distinguished by numerous large utility pockets for carrying things.
I don't think this is right, but I'm going to say kayak pants.
Kayak pants is incorrect. Ethan, can you steal?
I think I actually know this one. Is it jeans?
Jeans is incorrect. I'm sorry, but I know I've seen your dad wear these before, and I've worn them. I know John... Not anymore, though. Not anymore, but maybe back in the day. Exactly. I loved them. I loved all the pouches, man. You could fit so much stuff in them. And they were cargo pants or cargo shorts is what they were called.
See, when the kids were babies, cargo shorts were my diaper bag. Because I could just shove everything I needed and not have to carry around a bag into those cargo shorts. It was amazing.
Well, now I know what to call my Boy Scout pants.
There you go.
All right. Avery, you get to pick a category for Ethan.
just because we're both horrible at this, I'm going to say sports.
All right.
The decade is the 80s.
On January 23rd, 1984, what real American became the first pro wrestler to escape the camel clutch, the signature move of the Iron Sheik, as he would go on to win his first WWF title?
I only have, like, one wrestler that comes to mind, and it's John Cena.
And his name is John Cena!
It's John Cena! Ba-ba-da-ba is incorrect. I'm sorry. Whew. Avery, do you know this one?
No. I pass.
All right. I'm sorry, you know, because I was trying to think of, like, easier 80s, very nostalgic people, but for y'all, you have no idea. But, you know, John, who's your like, nostalgic real American wrestler that you know?
I mean, to be fair, I don't actually even know the answer to this question. I'm just going to assume it was Hulk Hogan.
It is Hulk Hogan. Yeah, he had the walkout song of the real American, and he won his first title then. Okay. All right. Ethan, we are back to you picking a category for Avery.
I am going to pick news and politics for Avery.
Okay.
And the decade is the 2000s.
All right, Avery. From May 2000 to May 2008, Vladimir Putin had his first stint as president of what country? It's also the largest country in the world by area.
That would be Russia.
That is Russia. Good job. All right, Avery, what category do you want to give to Ethan?
Let's give him slang.
Okay.
And the decade is the 80s.
In the Back to the Future franchise, Marty McFly couldn't handle being called what animal? Slang for being a coward.
A lion?
A lion is incorrect. Avery, can you steal?
What's the matter, McFly? Chicken?
Chicken is correct.
Sorry, my mind just went to Courage the Cowardly Lion, and oh, I got confused.
That's all right. I'm going to have a talking to your parents for maybe not showing you the Back to the Future movies, but besides that, I'm sure they're great parents. Okay. All right, Avery gets the steal, and that means Ethan, you get to pick. You have to pick the next category for Avery. And we have movies, music, TV, toys and games, literature, and food.
Let's go with TV.
Okay.
The decade is the 80s.
He-Man is a classic cartoon of the 80s. What is the name of the castle that serves as the home of the sorceress and a place of refuge for He-Man and all those considered his friends?
I was really hoping you were going to say, who is the villain of He-Man? Mm-hmm. Castle He-Man.
Castle He-Man is incorrect. Ethan, can you steal this one?
No. I've never...
No.
I have never watched He-Man in my entire life, although I have considered it. So I have absolutely no clue.
You want to throw out a guess?
The Castle of Eden.
Castle of Eden is incorrect. No, this is old Castle Grayskull. The Castle Grayskull.
The second you said Grayskull, I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm. All right, Avery, what category do you want to give to Ethan?
Let's give him literature.
Literature coming at ya.
And for literature, he'll be discussing the 90s.
Okay. All right, Ethan. What scary book series by R.L. Stine is the second highest grossing book series in the world and was introduced in 1992?
I have read probably close to 15 of these books, and it's Goosebumps.
Goosebumps is correct. All right.
Banger theme song for the show.
Yep. Oh, that's a great show. Absolutely. It is a banger.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right, Ethan, what do you want to give to Avery?
I am going to give him music.
Okay.
And the decade is the 2000s.
Lateralus is the third studio album by what American rock band? Released in 2001, it hammered in at number one on the Billboard 200 chart and includes hits like Schism and Parabola.
Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz is incorrect. Ethan, can you steal this one?
This is my dad's favorite band of like all time, and I've listened to each song on this album probably at least 4 times. So the band is Tool.
Oh. Tool is correct, and I want to give your parents props for having you to listen to Tool this early in life. This is awesome.
I want to give props to Avery for knowing who the Gorillaz is.
Yes, very true.
I mean, I know.
Someone, they're a great band.
In the sixth grade, someone did a report on why Gorillaz was their favorite band.
Oh, nice.
Well, there you go.
They're very good. All right, he gets the steal. And Avery, you have to give the next category to Ethan.
Let's give him movies.
Okay.
And his decade is the 90s.
Air Bud is a 1997 sports comedy about a runaway dog with the uncanny ability to play basketball. In a championship game, the dog is able to come in and helps lead the team to victory. What breed of dog is Buddy, aka Air Bud?
Okay, I've actually watched a bit of this movie, but I'm going to have to take a blind guess at what breed it is because I don't remember it very well. I'm gonna guess. A Labradoodle. No, that's wrong. A Golden Labrador.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you because it's a Labrador Retriever, and most people Labrador just call them Golden Retrievers. So you know what? I am going to give you the points on Golden Labrador.
I was thinking
Labrador.
Of a Golden Retriever.
I just wanted to double check that it is fully Labrador Retriever. So you know what? Golden Labrador is good enough for me because C is for Cookie.
I was going to say... Golden Retriever or something like that. I don't know.
Well, that would have also been acceptable.
Yeah.
All right, Avery, what do you want to give to Ethan between toys and games or food?
Let's go food.
Okay.
And the decade is the 90s.
Oh, wait. I totally messed that up because it needed to go back the opposite way. Avery just did that. That was the Golden Retriever one. So that means, okay. Ethan, what do you want to give to Avery between toys and games or food?
Food.
Okay. And we'll just use that same roll. How about
okay.
that?
Woo! Okay.
All right. We're going to use the 90s roll that we had. All right. For Avery, what popular 90s snack included the advertising song with the lyrics, pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time? And thanks to its unique bread choice, you could eat pizza anytime.
I'm just going to say Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets is incorrect. Ethan, can you steal?
I was going to say Pizza Pockets, but now I don't think that's right. So I don't really know, but I'm just going to throw out Bagel Bites.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. It is Bagel Bites.
Bagel Bites are good.
Bagel Bites are very, very good. All right. And that means our last category for the round, toys and games, is going to Ethan, who just got a steal. So what decade is he going to get, Mr. John?
He is going to get the 80s.
Okay. What board game was first released in 1981? In it, players answer general knowledge and pop culture questions. They move around the board and must collect 6 wedges to win the game.
Cranium?
Cranium is incorrect. Avery, can you steal?
Can you repeat the question?
Mm-hmm. What board game was first released in 1981? In it, players answer general knowledge and pop culture questions. They move around the board and must collect 6 wedges to win the game.
I don't know what a wedge is. So, I'm going to say Blockbuster the Game.
Blockbuster the Game is incorrect. Now, this is an awesome old school trivia board game. I think you guys should definitely play it. I bet you guys would like it. It's Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Sounds fun.
All right. Well, that is the end of round 2. John, where do we stand?
All right. Well, Ethan was able to at least keep the gap. Avery has 70 and Ethan has 50.
Is he? Is that right? I wasn't paying. I had Ethan at 60, but maybe I...
Let me double check. Nope, you are correct.
Okay.
I miscounted that, and Ethan has 60. So it's even closer.
All right, 70 to 60. So we've got a good match going. And so for our final round, we need to pick our 2 categories and decades. Avery, as you are in the lead, what category do you want to go in first?
Let's go movies.
Movies, so we don't need to roll for the yeah, because we only have 3, so we know exactly what decades it's going to be. And Ethan, what category do you want to include in there as well?
Literature.
Literature. Extra points for you on that one coming at you.
No.
If only. We don't give extra bonus points. All right. So, Ethan and Avery, I need you guys to write down and circle your wagers. You can go up to or including all of your points. Based on your knowledge that you feel you have for 2000s movies and 2000s literature.
Oh. You don't want to show them yet.
Yeah. John, I want to double check. Avery had 70. I might have missed it. I had it as a tie, 60 to 60, but let me double check that. 1, 6.
Oh, crap. You know, you were right.
I was right.
You were right. It is 60. I accidentally gave Avery a point when I meant to put it down for Ethan. So,
all right, wow, guys, double check, and all right, then I'm gonna rewind everything pretty much. I imagine the 2 categories will be the same picks for you guys, but rethink about your wagers. You guys are actually tied 60 to 60. I'm glad we caught this. So 60 to 60. I apologize for my brother's terrible math skills. I'm kidding. I love you, John.
It wasn't the math skills. It was the tallying skills.
Okay. All right. So you guys are tied. Wow. What a way to come back. All right. Do you guys need to change your wagers at all?
No.
Okay. Ethan? You're good to go? It's a podcast medium.
Oh.
Just tell me. Just, I don't need a thumbs up. Just say yes or no. Are you going to say yes, I assume?
I am good.
Awesome. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start off in movies. My Dog Skip is a 2000 film that tells the story of a 9-year-old boy played by Frankie Muniz who is given a dog for his birthday. And it shows him how it fundamentally changes several aspects of his life. What breed of dog is Skip?
Wait, could you repeat that?
Yes. My Dog Skip is a 2000s film that tells the story of a 9-year-old boy played by Frank Muniz who is given a dog for his birthday, and it shows how it fundamentally changes several aspects of his life. What breed of dog is Skip? Alright, then I am going to give you, you'll probably want to just write down your answers, that'll be the best thing for you. Now your 2000s literature question. Kate Bishop was first introduced in Young Avengers number 1 in 2005. With her impressive bow and arrow skills, she would take on the name of what famous Marvel hero? And while our 2 contestants are thinking about their answers, I'm going to let everybody know out there and remind you guys, if you want to play in our next tournament next year, you do need to join our Patreon. And, you know, check that out at patreon.com/throwbacktriviatakedown. And if you get in before the year, you will have a chance to do a play-in round and come in to join our tournament for next year.
but you must join at the $5 level.
Yes, you have to join in at the $5 level or above. All right. Avery or Ethan, do you guys need a question, another question?
No.
No? Not really? No? Okay. All right, then you guys are good. Let's start with Avery because your name starts higher alphabetically. What were your answers to the 2000s movies and the 2000s literature questions?
So I immediately regretted saying the movies because I have never seen that Skip movie. So I just said Bulldog.
Okay.
And for the literature, I saw the show and I've read the books, and she takes the name Hawkeye.
All right. And Ethan, what were your answers?
Okay, so I had a few different guesses, but and I'm guessing both of these are wrong, but I'm deciding on for movies Chihuahua, and the second one, which I'm also pretty sure is wrong, Wonder Woman.
All right. Our correct answers. The Kate Bishop character, who first was introduced in Young Avengers number 1, was Hawkeye. And the Frankie Muniz film from 2000, Skip the Dog, was a Jack Russell Terrier. Jack Russell Terrier. I don't know why I wanted to do all dog-related movie questions, but you know what? I thought it'd be fun. I thought it would be fun. So, all right, that means, Avery, you did get the literature questions, but unfortunately you did not get the movies, and Ethan, you didn't get either, so that means you guys are both going to be going down your wagers. We're going to start again with Avery, because you're alphabetical. What did you wager?
I wish I bet what the winners bet zero, but I said 60.
You said 60. All right, and Ethan, what did you wager?
Wow, I wagered 59.
Whoa, show it to me, buddy. I want to see it.
It's hard to see with the light, but that's a 59.
Yep, you wrote it. So nice, you wrote it twice. It is. Yeah, that dude. John, do that math and let us know who won.
By the skin of his teeth, with a score of 1-0, Ethan is the winner.
Wow. Wow, wagering strategy worked to your favor on
I
that
mean,
one.
I thought Avery was going to win.
It was close. It was close. Unfortunately, he hasn't seen enough Frankie Muniz films, but I'm sure his dad will fix that.
Probably not. I've never even heard of that film.
All of a sudden, I got the strangest sense of deja vu.
Yes, just like last year. A repeat winner.
Yeah, I actually kind of feel kind of bad.
You shouldn't feel bad, buddy. It's a podcast trivia game that really doesn't mean much in the long run of things. But all that matters is hopefully you had some fun today. All right, Avery, please, give us any parting words that you want for the day.
I'm going to give you parting words for the day.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a nerd, and I love you. All right, Ethan, the winner, our back-to-back winner. But if you're down, maybe next year we go again. You guys have had two very close matches.
Yep.
So, yeah. Ethan, what do you want to tell everybody before we end today's episode?
Absolutely nothing.
Great.
All right. Well, you know what? You guys are awesome. I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And if you're up for it, we will continue it as long as you guys keep enjoying trivia. So for everybody out there, I'm Adam. That was John. And this was another episode of Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Thank you for listening to Throwback Trivia Takedown. If you want to support the podcast or if you'd like to be a contestant, go to patreon.com/throwbacktriviatakedown and pick a tier that's right for you. If you want to submit questions, you can email them to throwbacktriviatakedown@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on your preferred podcast platform. We'll see you next time when two new contestants go head-to-head in nostalgic knowledge on Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Do you like comic books? Me too. Hi, I'm John. Join me over at the Comics Underground podcast, where I invite guests to discuss their favorite comic books, graphic novels, manga, and more. Go to bfopnetwork.com for more info or find me on your favorite podcatcher. I'll see you there.